The curtain again opens for the final article, but we also want to show you a premiere, a movie which we made about Golokadam. Wow, Ram Gopal will maybe be in the movie. Haribo. So we will just start. Let me just see. Wow, this is really, it's really nice to see how for the Abhishek so many devotees come. It's called positive seeing. Hare Krishna. Yes, see, we always, this is, I think we should learn to see what is good in life, and then it will, that will increase. If you always see what is not so good about ourselves and others, then these things which will also be given energy. So I like to see, it's so nice to see so many devotees coming for the Abhishek of Radharani and having, it's a really very nice. Jayara, we can sing something very special today. Jayarate, Jayarate, Jayarate. Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna. Ya Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai.
Radharani ki jai,
Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Vrishabhanu Dulari ki jai jai 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 jai. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe. Gaur Prem Nandi Hari 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 Bo Jai Jai Shri Radhe. First time this katha which was told was in Goloka Dham, the eternal spiritual world itself. It was Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta who were telling this pastime, and as a result everyone, including Krishna, who was hearing this, was trembling in transcendental ecstasy. And the audience had only one question: is this a recitation? Or is it a drama? Or is this the pastimes of Radha and Krishna themselves? Because the power of Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta's words carried such spiritual potency that what they were telling was reflected in the heart of the audience. So we are also sitting here in Goloka Dham, here in the material world, and it is our sincere desire that some purity, some spiritual strengths will enter my dry heart, so that I can also make you experience or see something of the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The gopis of Vrindavan had such exclusive devotion and attachment to Krishna that they used to curse the creator Brahma and say, "Oh creator, you are very mediocre. You are not first class. You are a low class creator because you have made these eyes in such a way that they have to blink, and for the fraction of a second, we are unable to see our beloved Krishna. Even when he returns home from the forest of Vrindavan, from herding the cows. And they used to pray to the Lord, "Oh, dear Lord Krishna, whose feet are just like the lotus. These lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence." Mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers are worshipping this lotus feet, but we are simple people. Therefore, please be so kind to make these lotus feet appear in our heart by your transcendental mercy. Sometimes people of this world who hear about this extraordinary and exclusive devotion of the gopis and who hear their prayers as they are recorded by Shuka Muni in the Shukadev Goswami in the Bhagavatam, they asked a question: how could it be that Krishna, who in his own words in the Bhagavad Gita came into this world to reestablish Dharma, how could it be that he accepted the worship of these unmarried and also some of the married gopis, although they were not married to him? And the Goswamis, they answer this. They say the objection of these people that it is not right for married women to enjoy with another man as their paramour lover. The objection is true in all cases except for the gopis, because Krishna himself decided to appear in this world to develop this, or to taste this rasa, the highest loving ecstasy. And he sent the gopis into this world, his eternal gopis, as to enjoy this rasa. He had this special desire for the Madhura rasa. Now, on a philosophical level, this was on a rasa level, you must know that all souls emanate from Krishna, just like all the rays of the sun emanate from the sun. We all belong to Krishna, and he is the only origin and the only enjoyer of all of us. When Krishna enjoys the Madhurya rasa with some of his devotees, it is like a little child who stands before his reflected image, that is reflected in the mirror, and who plays with his image many games. It's only with himself where he plays. So that is on the level of sattva. When a child stands before the mirror, it may play, throw a ball in the mirror, and the ball may bounce back, and the child catches the ball and enjoys and is happy. He plays with himself. In the same way, Krishna, playing with the gopis, should not be objected to by people who are covered with the material energy. So, you may ask, how were the gopis first attracted to Krishna? When did this happen? Sanatana Goswami says, it happened really when the gopis were very small, 2 years old or 1 year old. What happened during this time is that Mother Yashoda came and knocked at the doors of the people of Vrindavan, and she was frantic, she was panicking. She was saying, can you give me some rope? I won't need to bind my little boy. But the elderly lady said, Yashoda, you have certainly enough rope in your own house to bind your little boy if he has done naughty activities. Yashoda said, that's the problem. Yes, I have enough rope. But whenever I tie a new rope to the old rope, trying to bind it around his waist, it's 2 fingers too short. Ha ha ha, said the ladies of Braj. He's not meant to be bound. he's Krishna. But Yashoda says, please don't say such things. If I don't punish my little boy, he will end up a perfect thief. So give me rope. So the little gopis had heard this. Mother Yashoda needs more rope to bind little Krishna. And they thought, certainly Krishna is very wonderful if he cannot be bound by a large number of ropes. So this is the first time they heard. They were so small. They were laughing about everything. They were playing with Radharani in the dust. There is a little village just outside of Vashana, where you can go to this day and find they have a nice temple, and then they have a little special place, and it's full of the toys of the gopis, small little horses, small little puppets, like girls, little girls like to play and go to bed with their little play toys. So this is very cute, very, very endearing. They have swings, they have all types of plays, toys for Radharani and the little gopis. It's in the village of Tungavidya Sakhi. Just now the village name has not come. Davaro, it's in Davaro. You can go and see toys. So the little gopis were growing up, playing in the dust, with their little toys and imagining them to be important cowherd men and so on. But occasionally they would hear a magical flute. They didn't know, but somehow this flute sound evoked very special feelings in them, which they did not know. So as Krishna and Radharani grew up in different homes, they somehow began to think of each other. First a little bit, then more and more. Jiva Goswami gives us an analogy. Even though maybe a girl is in the chambers, in the rooms of her home, as she grows up, all of a sudden, although she may be from a very good family and she may be homeschooled and may never have seen men, all of a sudden in the heart of the little boy girls, there is a passionate desire. In the same way, as the gopis grew up and became more beautiful by the day, in their hearts, without ever seeing Krishna, a very intense desire developed. Not for any other man, but only for Krishna. That's the difference. I live in a devotee community, and our little girls grow up, they're now 13 and so on. And when they are alone amongst themselves, all they talk is about the boys in their classes. And when someone else comes, it's natural. It comes just naturally to them. But the gopis, different from any other living entity in this world, developed without ever seeing Krishna. Sometimes they heard about Krishna because their parents were talking about Krishna, or they heard the flute sound. But somehow the desire to see Krishna was very, very strong. But they were in Vedic times. They were not going outside their homes. There was no chance of meeting Krishna until one day the chance arose. You will hear now about the very first meeting, which is so beautiful that, again, it is beyond this world. The people of Vrindavan noticed on that day very bad omen. Meteors were falling from the sky. The sides of the men and the women, bodily sides, began to tremble, and no one knew the reason. What is there? They became dry in their mouth. The earth was shaking. What is wrong here? Is this the end of the world? They didn't know until one old man, totally besides himself, with panic in his face, ran into the village of Vrindavan. And he said, Krishna. Yes, what is with Krishna? Krishna, there's danger, great danger. What? Said all the bridge bhasis. There's danger to our beloved Krishna. Yes, Krishna has gone to the lake of Kaliya. And he seemed to have jumped into the lake. At least now, this deadly demon Kaliya, who inflicts the whole area of Vrindavan with his poison, Kaliya has come out from underneath the lake, from the bottom of the lake, and Krishna had been swimming in the lake. I don't know why, but he's always Krishna. So he had been swimming, and Kaliya had come, wrapped his coils around him, and now the demon with his many, many thousands of heads is trying to choke our Kanai. No, this cannot be, said all the bridge bhasis, and they started to run. The men were in the front. Their wives came. Whatever animals were there, they ran. And this was the chance of the gopis, the small little gopis, to leave the protected walls of their house. And they ran towards Krishna. They were the last one, because they looked around us. Our protectors, are they here? Are they maybe not allowing us to go? But everything was empty. The village was empty. So they also said, we want to go and see Krishna. And the beautiful gopis who had matured in this time, who had all a wonderful effulgence by themselves, ran towards the Yamuna. The men had arrived already. Their wives had arrived. And Balaram was busy with them, trying to catch them and avoid that they would run into the deep, dark, poisonous waters of the Yamuna in order to try to save Krishna, who was there as if asleep in the coils of the Kaliya demon. So the gopis, the young gopis also came. And the moment Krishna felt that the little gopis came, his most beloved gopis. He just jumped out of the coil and he started to climb on the heads of Kaliya and started to dance. He wanted to impress the gopis a little bit. And as Kaliya tried with his heads to bite him, he jumped to one head, then to another head. He called the devatas. Shiva was there with his drum. The devatas played music. And the gopis, little gopis, saw from the distance as they were approaching this terrible place, Krishna was smiling and dancing happily on the hooves, on the shifting hooves. Heads, I wanted to say, of the Kaliya demon. And that was the moment the gopis fell hopelessly, deeply, intensely in love with Krishna, being stricken by both his extraordinary beauty, but also his clever playfulness. I mean, who would dance on the heads of a poisonous demon and have music in there? And when Krishna finally subdued Kaliya, a second chance came. Kaliya took him to a little island and he said, "My Lord, you have reformed my snake character. Let me worship you now." And Kaliya at that time produced nice ointments. And his wife helped him to smear these ointments over the body of Lord Krishna. Krishna accepted the worship of Kaliya and he was dressed with extraordinary garments. And at the end, Kaliya gave him a jewel, the Kustubha Mani. That's one of Krishna's favorite jewels, which was spreading the light everywhere. Somehow, Krishna had before this Leela taken this jewel from somewhere and thrown it into the Kaliya lake. It fell into Kaliya's treasure, and now Kaliya gave it back to him. Yeah. So when he came, after being worshipped by Kaliya and his wives, after he came back to the shore of the Yamuna, the gopis saw him coming out of the water. His body was glistening. You know, there was water running down from his body. It looked extremely beautiful. They could see his beautiful chest, his very deep navel. And Krishna looked so happy with his lotus eyes. And he was dressed in a new dhoti. It was so beautiful. It looked like, you know, a flash of lightning. And the gopis were just staring at Krishna. The little small gopis. And in their minds, they decided, only he will be our husband, no one else. They decided this beyond all doubts. When they came back from the Kaliya lake, all the gopis suffered from deep feelings of separation, especially Radharani. And when they had to enter the houses again, all of them fainted. Krishna heard from some friends who reported to him, "Do you know what?" "No," said Krishna. "There were these beautiful gopis who were coming." Krishna became shy and he didn't speak, because no gentleman will talk about his loving feelings in public. He became shy. And Madhu Mangal said, "You know, when they entered their homes, they all fainted." "Is it?" said Krishna, became very sad, and he went into meditation.
And then by his inconceivable Kripa Shakti, he somehow entered the hearts of the gopis who had lost their consciousness, and he revived them. They came out of their fainted condition and they could function again, somehow or other. But it was so strong when they first saw him that they were constantly hearing. Thinking of each other. It took several days and nights for them to recover from that first impression where they had seen Krishna. Because there were many people around when they first saw each other, neither the gopis nor Krishna fully enjoyed their first meetings. Sometimes later, after the meeting, Radha and Krishna thought, we are here in the same forest near the Yamuna. The groves of the tamal trees are exactly the same, but our hearts have totally changed. Both of them, Radha and Krishna, separately from each other, thought, yeah, everything is externally the same, but we are not the same. There's a deep impression now. Radha had the impression of Krishna, and Krishna had the impression of Radha. Krishna always remembered from that moment Radharani and could not think of anything else. He had seen her radiant brilliance. You know, radiant means like the rays come from... Here you can see a little bit. There's a radiant brilliance. Can you see the halo around Srimati Radharani's head? That is called a radiant brilliance, which was more beautiful than that of the full moon. And what Krishna especially remembered, you can also look here, is her very red lips, very red lips. Also, you can also see on this beautiful picture, Krishna always remembered the glances of Radharani, who were very fickle, very moving very quickly. She was seeing everything and looking at everything. It is said by Jiva Goswami how Krishna's heart changed. When there was a moment where Krishna should have been silent, he gave answers to questions which were never asked to him. He started all of a sudden to laugh about subjects where one should lament about. Have you seen these? Sometimes you may meet a mentally deranged person and you talk about such and such became ill and he starts to laugh. So you think, is this the moment where you laugh? He became, when he heard something about the gopis, so moved that he started to blush. Of course, these developments in the gopis and in Krishna did not go unnoticed. Especially the parents of the gopis noted, our girls have changed. What is it that is different in our girls? They look so very beautiful, that is not new. And day by day they become more beautiful, but now they behave just very different. And mother always knows, father knows on the second place, first mother knows. And they began to talk. I think our girls, the Brijbasis said, they are thinking of Krishna. Yes, 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 said the men. It is clear. They think of Krishna. And they thought, well, now this means they think of a boy, they must be married. But knowing their daughters, they knew the gopis could not marry anyone else than Krishna. Jiva Goswami asks us a question. Can you imagine that the sun rays get attached to anything else than the sun? Or another example, could you imagine that the rays of the moon are coming from anyone else than the moon? No, it is unimaginable. So in the same way, can anyone imagine, asked the Brijbasis, that the gopis are married to someone else? So they thought, let us go to Nanda Baba. It is unheard of that all they also communicated amongst themselves, and they said it's unheard of that thousands of girls or young ladies are marrying the same husband. It is unheard of, but at the same time, it's unthinkable that they marry someone else. At that time, Gaga Rishi, the saint who had come to perform the birth rites of Krishna in the Goshala of Nanda Maharaj, he came to Braj. Because he is a sadhu, as an all-knowing saint, he could understand that the cowherd men and their wives were thinking of marrying their daughters to Krishna. And he thought to himself, this is not good. Vasudev had asked me that I do everything to keep the marriage, to keep Krishna in hiding. Now, if Kamsa, who's just only like, I don't know, maximum 18 kilometers away, hears that in Braj there's a marriage, where one boy marries thousands of ladies, he will intervene. And Krishna's secret will fly out and he will come with an army. At the same time, when Kamsa finds out about the unearthly beauty of these gopis, who become more beautiful by the day, he will also invade Braj and try to steal the gopis. So this must be avoided. And Gaga Rishi avoided Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And he went right to Purnamasi, who has the greatest influence in Braj, and said, you have to help here. You have to convince Nanda and Yashoda that they do not accept the request of the parents of the gopis. Catastrophe will come. And Purnamasi nodded. And she also thought to herself, what will happen with Krishna's intention to taste the paramour love, the highest rasa? So she went to Nanda Baba and said, Gaga Rishi has forbidden. Soon, you know, there is a talk here in Braj that everyone of the gopis should marry Krishna. Don't agree to this. So only a little later came a delegation of the best men of the village of Vrindavan. And they said, Nanda, we have an unusual suggestion. I know, said Nanda. Speak. You know, our girls, yes, said Nanda, they are as dear to me as my own daughter. But I don't have a daughter. Yes, you know. Yes, we know it was never done before, but we think the gopis should marry Krishna. Nanda Maharaj said, I have thought already about it. And Gaga Rishi has thought about it. And this cannot happen. You must marry your daughters to other cowherd men of suitable age. I will help you. These gopis are all like my own daughters. I will finance all their marriages if you don't have the means. But my son Krishna will not marry any one of them. Gaga Rishi has forbidden. So the cowherd men went back. They talked to their wives. The wife says, we cannot just find anyone and marry them to the gopis. That breaks our heart. And more, that breaks the heart of our tender-hearted little special daughters. So the man went back to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj said, no, it will not happen. And they all went back respecting their king. They loved Nanda Maharaj like anything. The king had made his decision. They would not like to act against the order of Nanda Maharaj and Gaga Rishi. So suitable husbands were chosen for the gopis. The parents of the gopis said, little daughter, they said, we have to speak to you. Yes, said the gopis, what it is about. You know, it was taking place in all the houses separately. And they said, the parents said, for ladies it is best to be married. Yes, said the gopis, yes. You know, they feel more protected and all when there's a caring husband. And the gopis thought, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And that is all we wanted to talk about. And every day they talk to their little girls and they talk just a little bit more about the advantages of marriage. And everyone should have a different husband, of course. Then Jiva Goswami explains, when you give someone poison in very small doses, then they can tolerate the doses. But one day, they had to give the whole doses. We have found a husband for you. Who? Said the daughters. And then they gave the names and the families, very good families, excellent families, best reputation. And the gopis looked at them. They were silent, but their eyes said, how could you do this? How could you promise us, even only verbally, to someone else than Krishna? And the parents looked at their daughters. You know, these were unearthly divine goddesses. Sukadev says Lakshmis. They were like Lakshmis. And they couldn't speak when they looked into the eyes of their daughters. So while this was going on, Purnamasi was visited by a special lady who stayed alone in the forest. She was a goddess. So one day, it was very early in the morning, Purnamasi was just chanting her japa. This goddess came to her. She was totally upset. Purnamasi said, there must be a reason why you are coming here at such an inappropriate time, why that I'm chanting the japa. And the goddess said, something terrible has happened. How can you be without worry? Purnamasi said, what has caused you so much worry? And then this goddess who stayed alone in the forest began to speak. Can anyone of you imagine who this goddess is. Everyone is allowed to say something except for Bhavini. Vrindadevi, yes. So Vrindadevi said, oh, you don't know? All of Krishna's beloved gopis are going to be married to other men. I can see this already happening with the eyes of my mind. So Purnamasi said, rest assured, they will not get married to other men. I will use all my magical powers to prevent this. Vrinda looked totally bewildered. And then Purnamasi said with affectionate anger, loving anger, why do you repeat all these rumors? Vrindadevi said, it's not a rumor. I have gone by these houses and I've heard the cowherd men telling their daughters that the marriage arrangements have been verbally made and agreed to. Then Purnamasi started to laugh and said in a very low voice, whispering, I personally have created something like a bad dream, which is dreamt in the wakening state. Means this is a bad idea which appears to be real, like a dream appears to be real, only that this appears to be real in the wakening state. We would say in our language, I'm in the wrong film, And aloud she said, this can never happen. Sukadev called the gopis that they belong to Krishna and Krishna himself. I alone am their most beloved and indeed their very self. Vrinda said, but I mean, if they all marry Krishna, thousands of gopis, then Krishna will be condemned by all people. Purnamasi said, oh, Vrindadevi, shanti, shanti, shanti. The sages have sung, Nashunam kalu krishnaya mohitastasya mayaya manyamana svapashvastan svan svandaran vrajokasa. The cowherd men, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, think that their wives had remained at home at their side. Thus they did not harbor any jealous feelings against Krishna. You know, those who read regularly the Bhagavatam know what Purnamasi is talking about. Those who avoid these parts of the Bhagavatam will think, what? What it was is that the gopis were always meeting Krishna, but another set of gopis stayed at home by the side of their husbands. The real gopis were with Krishna always, but this other set, this look-alike set, they were with their husbands at home. It's a big subject which will be explained in detail and solved in detail at the end of Gopachampu. Here you just take it that the cowherd men were married to the shadows of Krishna. They had shadow gopis, not real gopis. Vrindavan, everything possible, no problem. Purnamasi then said with a smile, you may depart and joy now, Vrindadevi. And Vrindadevi, falling at her feet, began to weep in bliss. Now back to the gopis. Then the gopis understood on that day that they had been promised to other men than Krishna. They all began to weep uncontrollably. They were all in different homes, many different homes. They cried, and the next morning, without talking amongst themselves, very early in the morning, they left their homes. It was still dark, and they went all together from different directions, the east, the west, the everywhere. They came and they assembled at the banks of the Jamuna. There was an unlimited number of the most beautiful women in the universe assembling at the banks of the Jamuna. They looked at each other and said, Who are you? And they introduced each other. And why have you come here? And the gopis began to cry. And they understood that they had all come to a reason, for the same reason. In the midst of them stood Radharani, most effulgent, Srimati Radharani. And they all assembled around her, and Radha became their natural leader. She went to the bank of the Yamuna, and there on the banks of the Yamuna, she said to all the gopis, "Speak after me. O Yamuna." Yeah, better you don't say this, what she says. It's very intense, you know. Yeah, better be silent. It is. You're not yet ready, you know, for this. O Yamuna, may Nanda and Yashoda be my in-laws, you know, father-in-law, mother-in-law. And may Krishna be my husband. And everyone said it. O Yamuna, may Nanda and Yashoda be my stepfather and stepmother, and may Krishna be my only husband. May we always perform our pastimes in Vrindavan. May all those holding my hand, out of affection, said Radha, enter the water and see their desires are fulfilled. For this reason, Yamuna Devi, we take your shelter. The gopis grabbed each other by the hand, looked at each other's, and then went very slowly and silently into the water of the Yamuna to take their life, and in their next life they would be married to Krishna. They went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. When all of a sudden, from the sky, there came an Akashvani, a voice, and said, "Ah, gopis, stop. Please listen. In the past, you already had no one except Krishna. In the present, you have no one but Krishna. And in the future, you will also have no one but Krishna. It is impossible that you will associate with anyone else." So that this moment, flowers fell down from the sky, and the devatas who had spoken this were going in the sky, and they were leaving back to Svarga. At that time, an incredible female form rose from the Yamuna. It was Yamuna Devi herself. And she embraced the beautiful gopis and brought them all back to the bank. And then when the gopis were brought back to the bank, they were going to the tamal trees. They were leaning on the tamal trees. And they saw how from the forest an old lady came running with... It was Purnamasi and Vrinda Devi. And who else? Madhu Mangal they brought along. And said, peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Said Purnamasi, we three will support you and you will meet Krishna. Now go home and be happy. It's a long pastime, but I fear that you will become restless because it is very long. And the day is also long and we need to do something else. But what I want to say is, in conclusion, that those who are affectionate for Krishna, any human, anyone who comes from Manu, all the Manavas who have affection for Krishna in their heart, are very fortunate. All those who have affection for Radharani in their heart are very fortunate. Shukadev Goswami says, Narayano bivavanchetan Vishnu Pakshan Ivasura. No enemies, either external or internal enemies, can conquer people who have affection for Radha and Krishna. Just like the Asuras can never defeat the demigods. Why not? Because they have Vishnu on their side. On this Radhastami, my dear devotees, and in this katha, I want to say, even though things look impossible for you, like it looked impossible for the gopis, by affection to Radha and Krishna, you have the help of Purnamasi, who has the shakti to make the impossible possible. You have the help of Krishna, you have the help of Radharani. You know, often things become unmanageable in the life, like you could see in the lives of the gopis, such an unmanageable situation. But because of their deep affection, which never flickered, therefore they were always protected. So in this Radhastami, we from Goloka Dham wish to bring this to your attention. When you are affectionate to Radha and Krishna, even your life looks unmanageable at times. You find, how can I repair this relationship? How can I this or that? How can I repair my shoulder, you may even think. Or how can I repair my sadhana, my broken sadhana? Or how can I repair my disappointed heart? Try to keep the shelter of this personality. Try to keep the shelter of Krishna. And you will see how everything will become possible by this shakti of the servants of Radha Krishna. For instance, Purnamasi. Yes, this is a little bit what we want to say. Thank you very much for listening to this, and I request you to remain seated. We will show you now a movie on Goloka Dham. It's only very brief, and let us hope that our technique will work. Hare Krishna.